The consensus amongst economists was that the MPC would keep interest rates unchanged, and that's what SARB Governor Lesetse Kganyogo and his team decided on unanimously. The repo rate remains at 3.5%, and while the growth forecast could have been revised higher due to the unrest, it now stays at the projected 4.2% for this year, with a rate hike of 25 basis points expected in the fourth quarter. Lulu Kruchel, who's chief economist at PwC, joins us now with her analysis. Thanks so much, Lulu, for your time this evening. So like I say, as expected, the SARB holding steady on rates at 3.5%. Safe to say that it's come in line with your expectations.
Yeah, I think most economists were still expecting the SARB to hold rates at the current levels for, you know, at least now and for a few more meetings to come. There's a bit of debate whether or not they will raise interest rates before the end of this year or early next year. We know the next move will be upwards, but the question is just when. I think the unanimous feeling is that it would probably be only towards the end of this year or early next year.
Yeah, of course, many pointing to the fact that once again, Lulu, this has been a unanimous decision, because that signals that the bottom of the current cycle has in fact been hit, right? And like you say, it's just a matter of when, as far as the hiking cycle begins is concerned.
Yeah, I think the SARB has said for quite some time, you know, they've been very open about the fact that they do believe that their next move will be upwards. A couple of meetings ago, we still saw a few of the members, you know, looking maybe at reducing interest rates further, but it's been for, you know, quite a few meetings now, I think the last two or three, where they've all made the same decision to keep rates at the current level. So I think we all are very clear about the direction that the SARB is taking. What has surprised me a little bit, though, is their view on economic growth.
Yeah.
Although they kept it unchanged, you know, when they made their previous forecast, it was before we actually had the quarter one numbers, and it came out better than expected. So I think that's my personal view. They're a little bit optimistic with their 4.2% growth. Be that as it may, you know, they view that as sufficient grounds at this point in time to say that they want to rather not stifle growth, although there are upside risks to inflation.
Like you say, it's the economics, of course, that influences the SARB's decision, right? And one of the factors is that growth scenario. On the other hand, though, there's inflation to consider. So how much inflationary risk are you pricing in? We saw CPI come in yesterday with inflation back below 5%, but those pricing pressures persist and are likely to get more aggressive as we go along.
Yeah, I think that's something that we've been debating for a while now. You know, if you look specifically at imported prices, things like fuel, and, you know, also where will the rand go in future? So, but specifically if you look at oil prices and commodity prices, that could put upward pressure on inflation and has been doing so. The SARB has been saying, though, that they are trying to distinguish between what's, I'm going to call it imported inflation, what is coming from outside, and also, you know, what is happening within the economy. But the thing is, they need to keep their eye on that second round effect and how that could feed through. They are, however, comfortable that inflation will still remain within that 3 to 6% range, but, you know, it's broken through the 4.5% already, and it's expected to get close to the 6% range before that, or 6% before it starts to turn.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Lulu, it is going to be an interesting playing field moving forward. I just want to ask you, reflecting back, with these pricing pressures that persist on an already strained, you know, consumer market, which is pulling purse strings pretty tight right now, how supportive have interest rates been at the, you know, at these low points? I mean, they're sitting at the lowest that they've been in decades. How much support has it offered this fragile economy?
So there's a bit of debate around, you know, what the positive share is, but our estimate is around 1.5 percentage points to even as much as 1.5 percentage points being added back. So let's say we were at 1% growth, then it means that the actions of the SARB would then move the growth up to 2.5%. So it's really important. In fact, it's larger than the fiscal injections that we're currently seeing from government. So it's a very, very important tool. And you know, as you said, I was trying to remember today. definitely not in my lifetime has interest rates been anywhere close to these kinds of levels.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Lulu, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the chief economist at PwC, Lulu Krugel.